Albania is sending Besa with Titan to Malmo 2024, but will there be Almania for Albania? Let's review our vision. So, Albania is sending Titan to Eurovision this year. Now, they've been a pretty regular feature at the final, Albania's entry for this year. Jack, what do you make of it?
I mean, I don't think they're going to be featuring in the final this year, unfortunately. It's just quite average in every conceivable way. There's nothing that memorable about it, unfortunately. It's just, and it's not even like it was memorable in its Albanian version, and they've kind of dulled it by turning it into English. I just think the fundamental, what was on offer here, was not particularly strong. And it's just, I don't think anything memorable about it. The problem, literally the only thing that's coming to mind is that she slipped in her national final, performance. She slipped, she almost hit the deck. That is what, if she does that in the final, in the semi-final, she may well actually be remembered enough to say go through. But I just think it's quite, there's nothing standout about it at all. There really, really isn't. And I think, Albania at its best is when it kind of leans into its quite ethnic side. It sends something that really only Albania could send. And this is, this could be from anywhere, sort of. And that it, when Albania doesn't lean into that niche, they kind of slip underneath the crack, a little bit. And I think I worry that this is going to continue Albania's streak of not doing all that well when the contest is in Sweden, because they didn't qualify in 2013 and they didn't qualify in 2016, and I don't think they're going to qualify this year. So it's among Albania's poorest efforts in the past few years. She sings it well, but it's quite, there's nothing that memorable about it, unfortunately.
Yeah, it is kind of, it's a bit kind of plain and lacking any kind of identity in comparison to other Albanian entries, I think. It's a bit generic compared to what we're used to getting. There's nothing that kind of makes it seem or feel that it comes from a particular kind of region or country. That said, I still find it quite kind of catchy and a pleasant listen. It's got that kind of slightly kitsch, kind of almost like noughties female pop like backing track almost to it. So I kind of that makes me feel slightly nostalgic, but it's that doesn't kind of outweigh the fact that it is just a bit meh. It's just a bit kind of we're used to Albania kind of sending more kind of powerhouse or ethnic things, and this just feels a bit flat maybe in comparison to previous entries. But yeah, it's going in semi-final two. It's performing second, so it's right after Malta, which is and just before Greece. So I mean, even just kind of coming immediately after another kind of girl bop, basically. It's tricky, but I'll let you give your view on how well it'll do first.
I mean, yeah, I think this is one of the few songs that I think even if this was in semi-final one, this would have struggled. This is it really doesn't stand out. And I think I'd forgotten it was that early. And I mean, I can see this coming last, to be honest, not just of that semi-final, but I can see it coming last overall, because I just don't see how anybody's going to pick up the phone to vote for this. I really, really don't. And I think it's actually going to feel a bit flat. I mean, I think it's the fifth or sixth time that I've mentioned that I'm going to be at the second semi-final. I'm going to be there. But I just think it's when you've got the whole hog of energy from Malta, and it's going to be like a boom start to the show. It's then going to be, oh, okay, this is a bit basic. And then Greece, even though neither of us are huge fans of the Greek entry, there's something edgy enough about it to pick the energy back up again. And I think this is sort of going to stand out. I say it's going to stand out like a sore thumb, because it's going to stand out, because it's not going to stand out. So I see it slipping through the crack entirely and actually coming last in the semi-final. So I don't really see any circumstance where this is going to go through. unfortunately. And I'm going to give this a 4 out of 10 because it's, a 5 is average. And I think this is even, not even slightly below average. I can't even, I don't care about it enough to actually justify my score. There you go. That's the problem. That means it's a 4.
Yeah, for me, it's I've been slightly more positive. For me, it's a 5.5. You look
Yeah,
shocked.
I said, but like, why is it 5.5? Is it because is it because of that nostalgia
It's
factor, you
catchy,
think?
yeah, and it is like that just kind of I don't know. I don't I, yeah, it's a bit bland, but I don't mind it that much. But yeah, I can't see it getting through to the final either. I mean, second is just the kind of kiss of death spot. And when it's kind of coming before something like Grease, which, although not my cup of tea, is interesting and much more interesting than this. So yeah, I can't see it getting through, to be honest.
We're pretty middling on that one then. Do let us know if you agree or disagree with us. Besa with Titan, Albania song for this year. Is she actually going to return? Is she going to break that streak of Albania not qualifying when the contest is in Sweden? Do let us know. We're in podcast form as well. Give us a listen there, wherever you listen to your podcasts, and on Instagram at Review Revision. Give us a follow there and you'll see some graphics if and when I can be bothered to upload them. Thank you very much for watching and listening, and we will see you next time.